Okay, I'm going to bring you a message now about oneness, unity in the body of Christ. I grew up as a foreigner in Paraguay, South America, where my parents were medical missionaries. As a child and as a teenager, when I walked down the street, sometimes people would shout out Rubio, which essentially would mean foreigner, because back then, as a child, I actually had hair on my head, and it was blonde hair. So I have a little bit of a feel of the prejudice, the racism that you and other Asians experience at times in the USA. Growing up, I appreciated my Chinese friends, as my classmate and a good friend in school was the son of the ambassador from the Republic of China to Paraguay. I've come to appreciate Pastor Heng Jiang over the years that you as a church have been connected with the PCA. My wife and I have hosted him and his wife, Jing Zhu, at our home, so it's a privilege to be with you all today. I want to talk about unity in the church, but it's primarily not about the work that we do for unity, it's about what Jesus has already done for unity in the church. So we read in John 17, beginning of verse 21, a prayer of Jesus. He prays, I ask for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
21节说,使他们都合而为一,正如你父在我里面,我在你里面,使他们有在我们里面,好叫世人可以信你开了我。The
glory that you have given to me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as you and I are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me. Two times, in verse 21 and also in verse 23, Jesus states that our witness to our city and our region and our neighbor is dependent on our unity, leading to belief in Jesus.
In verse 21 and 23, Jesus states that our witness to our city and our region and our neighbor is dependent on our unity, leading to belief in Jesus.
事，区域的见证取决于我们的合一，好叫世人可以相信耶稣。
In other words, division and isolation in the body leads to unbelief.
换句话说，在基督肢体里的分裂和隔离将导致他人的不信。
Unity is our most powerful witness to our city. Sadly, the people of God in this country, in the United States, are more divided and polarized by politics, by cultures, by education and socioeconomics than we've been for over a generation.
合一是对我们这个生活城市最有力的见证。很不幸的是，在美国这个国家，上帝子民因着政治、文化、教育和社会经济地位的不同，产生了极大的分裂和两极分化。这远比我们这一代所经历的还要严重。
So Jesus points out my problem and our problem, disunity.
所以耶稣指出了我们的问题，我们的问题就是不合一。
Here are a few examples. Dr. Bill Crispin tells us that there are 40 Chinese churches in Greater Philadelphia.
下面是几个例子。这个博士啊 ，Bill Crispin 博士也是牧师，告诉我们。在大会城有40多间华人教会。
How many of those churches do you have a positive relationship with, blessing them and being blessed by them?
那么在这些华人教会中有多少间教会和你们有着正向良好的关系？也就是说，彼此的祝福，你们祝福他们，也为他们所祝福。
You have the richness of Reformed theology in your tradition. What are you learning about?What God is doing in and through brothers and sisters of other theological traditions.
You have a rich Reformed theological tradition. God, in other theological traditions, is doing in and through brothers and sisters of other theological traditions.
In China, Protestant and Roman Catholics who love Jesus Christ sometimes share prison cells.
In China,爱耶稣基督的新教徒和罗马天主教徒可能同住一个牢房。
Will it take persecution of our faith to open our hearts to others who love the Lord?
是否需要逼迫我们的时候，逼迫我们信仰时，我们才能向他人敞开我们的心扉？
I hear that your church is a model of Chinese Christians from different provinces, countries, languages, and cultures united in one church.
我听说你们教会是来自中国不同的省份、不同的地区、不同语言、文化的基督徒合而为一的一个典范。
So I congratulate you on that. We, the White Church, can learn from you.
我祝贺你们。我们作为白人的教会，也可以向你们学习。
Now I challenge you to also be intentional about reaching out to those who have little education, those with low-paying service jobs, those in Chinatown or South Philadelphia, you people you've never shared a meal with, maybe because of their low social standing.
我今天要挑战你们。你们是否有意识地去接触那些受教育程度低的人，或是那些从事低薪服务工作的人，那些在唐人街或者南非城的人？你们是否请过他们吃过一顿饭，是因为他们的社会地位低下？
There's another area where the Chinese churches and the white and Hispanic and black churches where we are all suffering.We are all losing our young people, our next generation.
另外一个方面就是华人教会、白人教会、西班牙裔、黑人教会都经历着一个痛苦，就是我们的年轻人、我们的下一代都在流失。
So what you might be experiencing is not unique.
所以你们所经历的并非是孤独的事件。
Our cultural disconnect from our children and youth feeds their unbelief in Jesus.
我们的文化 使得我们的孩子青少年与信仰脱节，助长了他们不再信靠耶稣基督。
So these are some of the divisions that Jesus is addressing.
以上这些不合一，正是主耶稣要阐明解决的。
So what will change then? How do we become one? The answer is in the mysterious word that Jesus uses.
什么可以改变这一切？我们如何成为一？答案就在耶稣所说的奇妙的话语中。
Glory, he says in John 17:22, I have given glory to them that they may be one, even as we are one. Glory refers to the outward demonstration of an inward reality. So, what is that glory?
荣耀是主耶稣在约翰福音17:22所说的，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。荣耀是指内在的实质向外的表达。那么荣耀是什么呢？
Ephesians 2 gives us the answer to that inward reality. It is Christ, Christ in us.
以弗所书第二章给了我们答案，什么是内在的实质？荣耀内在的实质就是基督在我们里面。
In Ephesians 2:14-18, Paul addresses deep ethnic hostility between Jews and Gentiles at that time. Deep hostility between Jews and Gentiles.
我们在读以弗所书2:14-18中提到，保罗论到那个时代犹太人和外邦人之间有着很深的种族敌对。
We read, Christ himself is our peace. He has made Jews and Gentiles into one group of people. He has destroyed the hatred that was like a wall between us.
耶稣基督自己因他使我们和睦，将两下就是犹太人外邦人合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Through his body on the cross, Christ set aside the law with all its commands and rules.
而且以自己的身体在十字架上废掉了约仇，就是那记在律法上的规条。
He created one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace between them as one body to reconcile both of them to God.
为了将两下记着自己造成一个新人，如此就成就了和睦。记在十字架上立了约仇，便记着十字架，使两下归为一体，与神和好。
He did this through the cross. On that cross, Christ put to death their hatred toward one another.
记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便记着十字架，使两下归为一体，与神和好。
Through Christ, we both come to the Father by the power of one Holy Spirit.
因为我们两下借着一个圣灵的灵感，得以进到父的面前。
So let me break this down. First, he says Christ set aside the law, meaning we cannot be unified out of our own efforts, no matter how noble they are.
让我下面分解这一段话。首先就是基督废除了律法的规条，意思就是我们不能靠自己的努力达到合一。不管我们有多么的高尚，
It is Christ himself who gives us unity. He himself is our peace, and therefore he is our unity.
十四节讲到耶稣基督亲自把合一赐给了我们合一。耶稣他自己就是我们的平安，更是我们的合一。
Jesus does this through his death on the cross by killing the hostility between us and God and at the same time killing the hatred and hostility between those of different cultures or ethnicities or social classes.
耶稣通过他在十字架上的死做到了这一点，消除了我们和上帝之间的敌意，同时消除了不同的文化、种族和社会阶层之间的仇恨和敌意。
Jesus took on himself all the hostility, killing it by his suffering and bringing it to an end. This is proven by his resurrection. So he created one new humanity out of two. Thus he made peace between all groups, between all ethnicities. Therefore, we actually are one people in Christ, just as he and the Father are one. And so Paul concludes in verse 18, through Christ, we both come to the Father by the power of one Holy Spirit. Our calling today, sisters and brothers, is to receive that oneness by faith, and then pursue it by the power of the Holy Spirit, and together bring radical kingdom changes to our city and to our region.
弟兄姊妹, 我们今天被召是凭着信心领受了合而为一，并且靠着圣灵的大能归求合一，并一起为我们的城市和地区带来彻底改变，成为上帝的国度。
As a white pastor, I confess that I think the burden to initiate this is on the white church to repent and seek healing.
作为一个白人的牧师, 我坦诚在白人教会曾发起的一些富有责任的事件，需要悔改和寻求医治。
Years ago, we Europeans participated in taking this land from the native Lenape tribe in eastern Pennsylvania, and we participated in auctioning Africans at Front and Market Streets in Philadelphia.
多年前, 我们欧洲人参与了从宾夕法尼亚东部的
And then we white Christians participated in establishing laws against the first Chinese immigrants in California, limiting where they could live, where they could work, and who they could marry.
参与制定了法律来针对加州第一批华人移民，限制他们可以在哪里生活，在哪里工作，以及他们可以和谁结婚。
And that racism against Chinese in California was followed later throughout all the United States.
加州针对华人的种族歧视随后遍及了整个美国。
And so we, the white church, still need to repent of, from how we perceive brothers and sisters of color. But I also ask you, my brothers and sisters of the Chinese church, that you're called to reach out to us, the white church, and share with us the riches of your faith and the riches of your ministry.
但是我的华人教会弟兄姊妹，你们也被上帝呼召去连接那些白人教会，与他们分享你们丰富的信仰和你们丰富的事工。The
Chinese church has so much to teach the rest of the body of Christ for our city. Please come alongside us and teach us.
作为基督肢体的一部分，华人教会有很多东西可以带给我们生活的城市。让我们一起来，并教导我们属灵的工作。God
is calling us together to address the needs of our city: poverty, jobs that can support a family, education, affordable housing, and ending the epidemic of gun violence.
让你呼召我们一起解决我们城市的需要，贫穷，工作可以来养家糊口，教育 还有可负担的住房，以及结束枪支暴力的流行。
We should collaborate with education, with government, with business, with nonprofits, but it's primarily Christians, Christians above all, who have the clear call from King Jesus and the Holy Spirit power to advance His kingdom and to bring blessing in every sphere of our city.
We should collaborate with education, with government, with business, with nonprofits, but it's primarily Christians, Christians above all, who have the clear call from King Jesus and the Holy Spirit power to advance His kingdom
So I have a question for you. How many churches do we have in our city and in greater Philadelphia area? How many churches do you think we have?
我有一个问题，就是在我们城市和郊区有多少间教会？
The Lord looks down from heaven and He sees one church, His church. And the Bible teaches that that oneness comes from the work of Christ on the cross by His blood. And so he gives us oneness by His Holy Spirit. So when we work for oneness and unity, we do not need to apologize, or we don't need to explain why we're doing this. Unity is given to us, and we simply walk in Jesus' shoes. Let me mention some ways in which I'm encouraged about how God is already working for unity in our city. It's not in the notes.
我现在来讲一讲合一是如何在我们这个
So, God is working in big ways. Just last Sunday, a week ago, which was Pentecost Sunday, a couple of thousand believers gathered at the Pennsylvania Convention Center for 3 hours of prayer. That's last Sunday, 3 hours of prayer at the Pennsylvania Convention Center.
上帝正在以前所未有的方式在废除教会中带来这个团结和合作。上个主日的晚上，也就是五旬节主日，就是5月28号，有数千名基督徒的领袖聚集在宾州的 Convention Center， 就是会议中心，进行了3个多小时的祷告。
There were believers there representing 275 diverse churches. Churches represented from many cultures, many ethnicities.
275
prayed for three things. We prayed for repentance, we prayed for unity, and we prayed for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We also prayed for our young people, and we prayed against violence and hatred and fear in our city. I'm going to skip down to where I want to say that Chinese Christians represent the largest ethnic group in the world. So you have the special opportunity to bring kingdom influences in our city in special ways, through your professions, through your workplaces, because you represent Jesus in so many places, in our city and throughout the world.
中国基督徒代表了世界最大的族群，你们有一个特殊的机会，可以通过你们的职场、专业、 带着上帝的国度来影响我们的服事，因为你们在许多重要的场所代表见证着我们的主耶稣基督。
God is calling us to overcome the political, cultural, and class divisions, beginning with loving one another in His church, His one church.
现在就是我们所有的人当克服政治、文化、阶级分歧的时候，在主的一个教会中，从学习彼此的相爱开始。
Sometimes that means having uncomfortable conversations at a table.
有时候我们可能在餐桌上会谈论一些不愉快的话。
But it always helps to have good food.
但是借着餐桌上的美食可以帮助我们。
I have spent time and learned from an African-American bishop, Bishop Claude Alexander, and he says the fragility of a city demands the muscularity of a unified church.
我曾花了很多的时间向一位非洲裔的美国主教叫克拉德亚历山大一起学习。他说城市的脆弱性正是要求教会合一才能带来强大的力量。
I'll say that again. The fragility, or maybe the weakness of the city, demands the muscularity of a unified church.
我再来重复一遍，城市的脆弱性正是要求教会的合一才能带来强大的力量。
So, let me encourage you with some practical things.
我来鼓励你们可以做一些实际的事情。
Reach out to a brother or a sister who is different from you culturally or socioeconomically or politically and invite them out for tea or coffee.
我挑战你们去接触那些在文化上、经济上、政治上与你们不同的弟兄姊妹，邀请他们去喝茶或喝咖啡。
Even better, invite them into your home for a meal and then listen to their story. Come to understand their pain and their joys.
最好的就是邀请他们到你们家里吃饭，倾听他们的故事，了解他们的痛苦和他们的快乐。
Be a neighbor to them like Jesus taught us to be a neighbor, because Jesus is the good Samaritan to us, binding up our woundsAnd so we can be a good Samaritan to others, binding up the wounds and healing others.
做他们的邻居，就像主耶稣是我们的好撒玛利亚人，他包扎我们的伤口，帮助我们发挥我们的潜力。我们也可以像好撒玛利亚人去包扎他人的伤口来帮助别人。
So we, the regional church, are called to bring collective kingdom impact for our city. Kingdom impact spiritually, economically, and culturally.
我们作为一个区域的教会，被呼召是要为我们的城市带来上帝国度的整体影响，就是在属灵上、经济上和文化上。
Jesus gives us oneness, and by the power of His resurrection and His Spirit,We, the Regional Church of Philadelphia, can bring His light and love to transform our city and region.
耶稣赐给了我们合而为一，并且借着他复活的大能和圣灵，我们作为最终地区的教会，可以带来基督的光和基督的爱来改变我们这个城市。
And so we pray, Lord, Your kingdom come.Your will be done in Philadelphia as it is in heaven.
所以我们来祷告，主啊，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Amen. Amen.